One of the most important things we can do after we become a Christian is to learn to yield ourselves to God, to His Spirit, and speak and do only that which His Spirit brings to our mind. This brings salvation. This meets the needs of people. You don't know what they need. I don't know what they need either. But the one thing I do know is that the work of God is really done when we yield to the Spirit of God, when He speaks to us. One time I was talking with my favorite aunt. She's Church of Christ all her life. They don't usually talk about supernatural type spiritual things. They talk about the written Word of God, but they don't usually share, at least it's been my experience, they don't usually share things like dreams and what the Holy Spirit has said to them. I don't ever remember hearing anyone at Church of Christ speak of the Holy Spirit. That's been my experience. I've heard lots of people at other churches like faith movement churches speak of the Holy Spirit and supernatural things, but I've not seen much evidence that they're really hearing from God and doing what the Spirit of God says. Everything's in this Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Everything is wrapped up in that after you're born again. We know, of course, it's the blood of Jesus that saves us. But the work is done by the power of God, which is the Holy Spirit working in our lives, reminding us of things. We learn to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. I have heard so many times from God by the Holy Spirit. He doesn't make you do anything. You're not going to fall down on the floor and roll around as the old-time holy roller church thought. That's just not going to happen. The Bible shows us what the Holy Spirit does. Here's what He does. He teaches us all things. He reminds us of everything in the Word of God. He guides us into all truth, and He shows us things to come. When we yield to what He brings to our mind, great things of God happen. When I was with my aunt, the Holy Spirit said to me, said to my mind, "Tell her about being taken into heaven." I said back to the Holy Spirit, "Oh, I don't want to do that." But I've learned to do it. That was the Holy Spirit saying that to me. I recognized His voice. Now it's up to me to either yield or not yield. And God has taught me to pay attention, yield to the Holy Spirit. You don't try to do anything. You just follow orders. So I said to my aunt that day, "Aunt Ardith, I need to tell you something. After I was born again, in the night I was asleep, and I was transported into heaven. I was with God, I was with Christ, I was with the Holy Spirit. I didn't see any physical images. It was strictly a spiritual experience. And at that time, I was merged into the body of Jesus, made one with the Word of God. Usually when you tell someone like a Church of Christ member or something like that, they have a very fearful look on their face. They're frozen. That's what usually happens. That's not what happened with my aunt. She had a dreamy look on her face as I was talking to her. And I told her the same thing happened to me a second time a few nights later. And she said to me, "Something like that happened to me once, and it was all golden." And then I understood why it was that I understood her so much. We'd had the same experience with God. She probably never told anyone but me that story. But because I yielded to that Holy Spirit when I didn't want to yield, things happened in her life, good things. Remembrance of what God had done for her and sharing it with me. If you say nothing, nothing happens. Now, I'm speaking of when the Holy Spirit brings something to your mind. A devil could try to imitate them. I don't think devils sound the same as the Holy Spirit. I've just had so much experience with God in the past 40 years concerning the Holy Spirit. He started with me on this subject when I was born again. John chapter 5, verse 30. "I can of mine own self do nothing," says Jesus. This is the Son of God talking. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He cast out devils. He saved us. And yet he says, "I can of mine own self do nothing." He says, as I hear, as he heard from God the Father, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. I was born again in 1975. At that time, I owned a small business in American Indian Arts in Dallas, Texas. I would fly to the reservations in New Mexico and buy merchandise. I was on a buying trip, landing at Albuquerque, New Mexico. And as the wheels of the plane touched the runway landing, I heard very clearly from the Holy Spirit these words, "Be baptized." My cousin Jean, a Church of Christ member, was picking me up at the airplane. I believe Jean is the most fearful person I've ever met in my entire life. She was going to take me on a buying trip to buy merchandise. As we rode down the highway, I talked about God. And I said, "Jean, if you can arrange it at the church this afternoon, when I finish buying my merchandise, I'll be baptized." She said, "But you've already been baptized." I said, "But I wasn't born again." At that time, it wasn't the Spirit of God leading me to be baptized. I just didn't want to go to hell, so I went forward at church to be baptized. But the Spirit wasn't in it. I just continued in living my same old life and there wasn't any change. Now God has told me be baptized. So if you can set it up, I'll be baptized. She thought about it and then she said, well, okay. She said, I really believe you are a Christian. She said, I just don't know how you can be. I just laughed. When I hear from God by His Spirit, to me, that means do it now. Do it as soon as possible. Don't wait. I don't understand waiting. God knows timing. He won't tell me too early to do something. When He tells me to do something, I have trained myself to do it immediately. So I heard it the minute the plane landed in Albuquerque. I said, Jejene, if you can set it up at church, I'll be baptized this afternoon. Sometimes devil will mention to me to wait, and I know it's not God. And I think, now wait a minute, what if I die tonight and haven't done that? I would like to leave this earth having done every word that I've been told to do. That's the way I've trained myself. So after I finished buying the merchandise, we went to the church that she attended. I was shocked because I didn't dream that my relatives were going to be there. There must have been 15 people sitting there in the auditorium. The minister said to me, would you like to say anything? I was shocked again. They don't let women speak at a Church of Christ building. What do they think the church is anyway? I think the church is when two or three gather together in the name of the Lord, whether you're in the backyard or whether you're in a building made by man. We are the church. It's not a building you go into. We are the church. Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. And that the Spirit of God lives in you? So it shocked me that he would say that to me. But I said, well, yeah, I guess so. I didn't have anything planned. I didn't have any idea whatsoever. I was going to have him ask me, would you like to say something? I just stood up there and spoke what I heard from God and spoke about being born again and being baptized before I was born again. And now I'm born again and I have the Spirit of God in me. And I hear now to be baptized. So I yield to what I have heard to do. As I spoke, I noticed that my uncle had tears running down his face. And I noticed that one of my cousins was smiling and shaking her head up and down. She understood what I was saying. As the minister lowered me into the water, I heard again from the Holy Spirit, this is like being buried with Christ. As I came out of the water, I heard, this is like being raised with Christ. I dressed and went back downstairs, and my relatives were still there, and my uncle, who had been crying while I talked, came up to me and he said, I want to ask you to do something for me. I said, okay. He said, when you get back to Dallas, would you please write down those things you spoke today? For I've never heard anybody say anything like that before. I said, all right. When I got back to Dallas, I did that. Years later, I realized my uncle was born again while I was speaking. He hadn't heard anybody say those things. What he's really saying is God hadn't opened his ears to hear. There's a scripture where it says that if you follow God, there'll be signs following. That's at the end of the book of Mark, right there at the end of it. And the Lord is with you, and you'll do these things, he says, and there'll be signs following. And this is an example of the sign following. But it wasn't 2 years later that I realized my uncle was born again at the time I spoke at that church. Yield yourself to God. When you know it's the Holy Spirit, do it. Do it then. You see me give you example of, I didn't want to tell my aunt about being taken into heaven, but it was the Holy Spirit who said, tell your aunt about being taken into heaven. It's up to me to yield myself to what he says and do it. Same thing with speaking at that church. I had no idea that minister was going to say that to me. I was shocked. To me, that's a woman speaking in the church. But I know that's not right either, the interpretation on 1 Corinthians 14, because after God showed me I was to be a minister, I said, how can I be a minister? What about what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14? Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it's not permitted unto them to speak. God said, look and see what those women were doing. Well, I'd never looked at that scripture that way. Paul goes on and says, and if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. And I really felt God was showing me these women were asking questions and interrupting the church service. You have to remember, they met in homes at that time, little small groups. It would have been very easy for them to be out of control. I have seen women out of control in big groups. One time I was at a little non-denominational church and the pastor was teaching the Sunday school class and a woman jumped up and began waving her arms in the air and said, praise God, praise God, praise God, and she ran all the way around the room. They thought it was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not interrupt the Spirit of God. It couldn't be the Holy Spirit. When I got to the car, I said, God, I know that wasn't the Holy Spirit in that woman. That was another spirit. And he reminded me of this scripture in 1 Corinthians 14. It's the last verse in that chapter, verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order. That was out of order. She was out of order. And I knew it. But I wasn't in charge of the meeting. Had I been in charge of the meeting, I would have stopped her immediately. I'll give you one more example today of yielding to the Holy Spirit. This happened when I was visiting my mother after I was born again. I opened the cabinet for something at her house, and in it I saw 4 Zodiac mugs that I had given to her before I was born again. My mother loved horoscopes, and from the time I was a child, she would read me my daily horoscope. She loved to buy those horoscope magazines that cover the whole month, and she would read it to me every day. When I saw the Zodiac mugs, I got a plastic garbage bag, started putting those four mugs into the garbage bag. My mother was sitting there watching me, and she said, "Wait, what are you doing? I want to keep those. You gave those to me." I didn't say one word. I just kept putting them in the garbage bag. I took them out into the alley to the dumpster and broke the mugs so nobody else could use them. When I went back into her house, I had a scripture call to my attention. So I went to the bedroom, got my Bible, brought it back in. She was just sitting there like lightning had struck her because I destroyed her Zodiac mugs. I didn't say a word to her. I just opened the Bible and began reading the scripture that the Holy Spirit had called to my mind. Deuteronomy 18, starting at verse 9. "When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God." That is not a scripture you could ever read to anyone thinking it would cause them to be born again. I followed the Holy Spirit. Therefore, after I read it, I just closed the Bible. I didn't say a word. She looked at me after a few seconds of silence and said, "Well, I guess we'd better not do those things anymore." She was born again. That's what being born again is. Changing. Changing from what you did in the past to the new creature. If anyone's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I went back to Dallas. My uncle wrote me a letter. And he said, "Your mother has changed. She's really changed." Salvation is of God. If you speak what God gives you, you're not going to do it of your own mind. You can't do it that way. Things of God are of God, not of you. You just simply yield yourself to God. If He speaks to you and you know it's Him, you know it's the Spirit of God, just follow what He tells you. I've seen it work out so many times. Salvation's of God and not of your own scheming. It's not of your goodness. It's not of your badness. It's not of what you do, except in the fact that you're following God by His Holy Spirit. You have to learn when it's God, and you have to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. Because he won't make you do anything. Thank you for letting me speak this to you today.